Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. And with me today is June Liu. How you doing, June?
Good. Coming to you from this shitty corporate office.
And today we are talking about the Macanudo Inspirado Red Robusto. The cigar is 5-inch by 50 ring gauge, comes out of the STG Esteli factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano, binder is from Nicaragua, and the filler is from Nicaragua and Honduras. Price point is $6.49. Cigar was released in March of 2018. So, June, what was your smoking experience like?
It was tasty. So, first third, I thought it did a really good job of hitting like the major components of a cigar for me. So, you got spice, and like dried red peppers, got earthiness, and a dried wood, sharper minerals, construction paper, and sweetness coming off of just like, you know, good quality premium leaf, you know, sweet and creamy mixed nuts. Retrohaling, I got bigger doses of red pepper spice. There's more noticeable minerals and mixed nuts as well. Finished long and lingering dry wood and construction paper. Strength of body medium. Moving on to the second third, the cigar is more mineral focused. So aside from like the minerals that was already present, I started getting some nice baking spices to come through. So this, like these kind of like what I classify as like earthy type spices, it allows for that sweetness and creaminess of the mixed nuts to shine that much more, while at the same time taking that, you know, red pepper spice, kind of taking a backseat on those and becoming less of a factor. Strength at that point within the second, third, moving towards medium full, body still at medium. The last third, only difference is strength creeping up to a consistent medium full. I mean, at that point, I got a pretty good, you know, nicotine kick out of it. I ate a big freaking steak before this meal, before the cigar too. So it was definitely stronger for me. But so all the same notes as the second, third. In terms of construction, I rated the burn to be good, which it's a good score, but it's not anything that's fantastic, right? So only negatives were two pretty large touch-ups I had to do within the first and second third. Other than that, cool burn, solid ash marks, good smoke production, and draw was had zero issues, perfect.
Yeah, for me, the cigar started out with a mix of wood and cinnamon. A little further in, the cinnamon drops down in intensity, wood remained up front. A little further in, the cinnamon kind of morphed into more of a general baking spice note that became a little bit more potent. It was present on the finish as well as on the retrohale. At Ninchan, a little mellow creaminess and mustiness joined the profile. Wood remained up front, baking spice in the background. Third came to a close. The mustiness really built up, kind of took the lead over the wood while the baking spice in the background and the cream was no longer present. And strength was right at medium. Getting to the second third, the wood and mustiness were even at even levels. Baking spice was just present in the background. Half an inch in, the wood and the mustiness kind of continue at equal levels. Baking spice increased a little bit. Retrohale is mostly kind of the baking spice. So the wood slightly behind it. Further in, the slight char joined the wood. Mustiness was also up front. Still a little bit of baking spice in the background. And then as the third was coming to a close, a little bitterness joined the profile. Strength remained at medium. Final third, charred wood and mustiness up front. Little baking spice and bitterness in the background. Profile is becoming a little bit drying at that point. 3/4 inch in, charred wood and mustiness became even fuller, as did the bitterness. And then further along, cigar began to heat up, brought some mintiness to the profile, and that's kind of how things wrapped up. Strength bumped up to be slightly above medium. Regards to the burn, it was just slightly wavy throughout, didn't need any attention. Ash held on 1.25-inch increments. And in regards to the draw, just a little bit tighter than I prefer, but didn't cause any issues for me. So overall, really good construction. What were your overall thoughts on this cigar?
This is a well-priced cigar, $6, delivering flavors that Ecuador Habano cigars should deliver. You know, like it's a mix of sweetness, breadiness, spice. And that's what, to me, Ecuador Habano should kind of, you know, straightforward ones should deliver. And this one absolutely did that. I thought the flavors are good. I thought it was pretty easy to depict the flavors. It's absolutely worth picking these up. I mean, especially knowing, of course, all of these cigars that say MSRP, typically they're, you know, discounted to some extent. So, yeah. I dig it.
Yeah. For me, this cigar was centered around wood, you know, some cinnamon, then baking spice in the first third, and then was replaced by mustiness from the second third on. Construction was really good. I've been a bit underwhelmed by all the Macanudo lines, by the Inspirato lines. I mean, the white, black, and then this red. Fairly average flavor profile, nothing really holding my attention. I'd pass on this. And I know I'm the bad guy in the media because everybody else so far that I've seen reviews from has liked this cigar, and it just didn't do anything for me. I just don't know. I don't. Inspirato and Macanudo just is not my cup of tea. It just doesn't provide anything special. I mean, I just view it as kind of you get what you pay for, and not paying for much on this one. So it's not one of the ones I'd find as a budget, you know, as a value price cigar or anything like that. It just, I don't know. I know it sounds like I'm being super negative, but it's just, I don't know. It's the experiences I've had with all these lines. So, so you gave it a 6.97. I gave it a 5.15. How do you think that match up with your experience?
Match well. Overall flavors are good. Burn has some issues, but you know, even with all that said, I'd love to happily smoke more of these.
Yeah, my score matches up well. I mean, it was overall, it was just slightly below average flavor profile. Really good construction. So it just barely breaks that five even average mark. So, I don't know, maybe another Vitola. I don't know what it is. I just kind of found some orange, Inspirato oranges kicking around. I don't think I've smoked one yet, so I'm going to have to try that to see if I can find one in the one in the lines that I like. So I think that was originally a European release, so maybe I have a European bias or something. I need to try something like that. But yeah, just nothing special for me. Any other final thoughts from you?
I thought it was a great price and great flavors. So far, this one's going to have value all over it, especially when we go through our year and exercise of, you know, given the typical cigar smoker's annual budget, what would I get? Yeah. This is definitely going to be quite a few of these in here.
So. Yeah, I could see that based on how your score shook out. All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Be sure to follow us on all of the social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google Plus. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.